Cello entered Strat's room carrying her old music stand, the one he used to adjust for her when she was barely tall enough to reach it, and a fresh pumpkin pie. If this is a bribe, Cello, I'll take it happily. He brought her in closer and playfully noogied her head as she giggled gleefully. Strat promised to help Cello fine-tune in her upcoming recital performance piece. When it was Cello's music by itself, Strat encouraged her as much as their parents. To help her tune up, he took the lint roller he kept on his desk. He brushed her feelers with gentle strokes the way he always did before a performance, and for a moment the ritual almost felt like it used to. Then, when he stepped back, he saw how much she had grown, how her legs shimmered with harmonics before she even played a note, how her posture had changed, how her confidence radiated without effort. He was quite proud. Cello performed her first ballad of the session, a soft, layered melody that filled the room with a glow Strat hadn't felt in years. When she finished, he whispered, "That was beautiful." And he meant it. Cello's antenna brightened with pride, but then dimmed with determination. "Stratty, it's your turn. Come on, set the chalk down." She tittered in anticipation for a moment she had waited and wanted for a long time. "Get out your guitar. I want to see my superstar big brother shredding like a box of cereal." Strat, like a dragonfly in headlights, froze. This was the absolute last thing he wanted to come out, but he did not care enough to stop it. Cello walked to his closet, expecting to see the familiar gleam of polished wood and neatly coiled cables. Instead, she found a disorganized heap of Strat's various possessions. Cello could not even see the cases for Strat's instruments. They were shoved in the very back of the closet, frayed, dusty, and the rusted hinges were halfway torn off. She felt the coldest burns of confusion and dread. Strat didn't move. "Stratty," wept Cello. I don't understand." Almost as if out of nowhere, the moment Cello focused on Strat's connection to music, it unlocked a silent anger and frostiness. "That's the problem, kid. You never did," he muttered quietly to himself, but not so low that she couldn't hear it. He flipped the sheet of paper on the pad and clenched his feelers to the chalk tighter, his sword on a battlefield where the other side was armed with cannons towering 5 stories tall. And in that moment, the truth began to fall into place for Cello, not all at once, but in quiet, sinking pieces. Her big brother hadn't simply stopped playing. He had lost something enormous. Something she had never realized that he was grieving.